Springfield's only all-female morning show. Two chicks and a mic on 92.9 The Beat.
Local Ozarks urban legend.
The only thing when I was growing up as a kid, the only thing that I remember was like the albino farm.
Forgot about that.
That's the only thing that I remember, and my family was always, you know, they tried to make it all spooky, and I don't know, a friend of mine, she used to live over there by it. We actually like walked up on the property and kind of walked around, and which I know probably shouldn't have, but we did, and I don't know, I didn't really think that it was scary. I guess I didn't really believe it, so.
All right. I'm considering staying down at the Crescent Hotel, so I'm trying to get myself psyched up, and I was just curious if there were any other urban legends around the area.
Like down in Arkansas?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was actually at the hotel a couple of years ago. It's really pretty. I mean, I've heard that it's supposed to be like haunted or something. I don't really know. But it's really pretty. I would recommend it for sure.
Joplin Spooklight.
Oh, yeah.
It was a folklore about an Indian looking for his children. And so the light was supposed to be his lantern, and he would chase any cars that came through that area.
Oh, okay. So that's the story behind it. I've heard of the spook light, but I didn't know why or really what it was.
There have been reports of people seeing it as far back as, like, I don't know, it's super old.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, and you can still go and see it.
Oh, yeah.
It's super cool. And then Central High School, you can see a woman walking through the high school there.
Oh, at
Central.
Really?
Central's one of the most haunted schools in Missouri.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there's this Girl Scout farm by Springfield Lake.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I've heard of that, but I don't know the story behind it.
The story is a Girl Scout leader took a bunch of Girl Scouts there, and he killed them all.
What?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he murdered them all or something. I don't know the whole story behind it. I haven't been there since high school, but if you go up there is, like, an entranceway that's all blocked off, and you go down there, there's a few buildings, like a fire pit and an old abandoned pool and stuff.
Oh, man.
They tore it down.
Is it all tore down now?
Yeah, it's all gone.
So we went up there a few times in high school, you know, and mostly just the guys scaring us and stuff, and
yeah.
I don't know the whole story behind it all, but it is pretty creepy, or it was.
Two chicks and a mic. Mornings on 92.9 The Beat.